time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today, the title of the show is Fishing versus Catching. Well, my passion, because hey, we all have different passions about things. You know, hey, I want to be in the outdoors, and I'm going to tell you some cool stories. And my passion happens to be fishing, specifically fly fishing. But hey, I spend it, you know, we film for Joey B TV. And if you ever want to watch some of our episodes, you can go to Joey B, J-O-E-Y-E-E-B. I can't even spell my own name, J-O-E-Y-B-E-E.TV. And check out some of the shows. I mean, there's shows on everything from organic gardening straight on through. But there's some great fishing shows inside there. And that's my love for the outdoors. You know, many times I will, you know, we'll be in the outdoors, but I will drop my rod, not in the water, but I'll drop my rod for another part of an unexpected adventure. Give you a cool one. My good friend Nancy Nolte, you probably know her brother Nick Nolte, the actor, won, what do they call, Oscars. I'm not a movie guy, so, you know, all that stuff. Well, we're fishing on her farm, and we're there often. And my buddy Dr. Dan and I, and we're out there. And early morning, when I say early morning, it was probably about 9 a.m., and we hear two barred owls calling. Not typical time for them to be calling, but they're calling. So Dan and I drop our rods in the boat, paddle over to shore, and get out, and we now begin to listen and track and listen and track. And all of a sudden, we get upon the two barred owls, and now they're taking us further in the woods and further in the woods. And then, again, as scientists, you're wondering, okay, so why? And then you realize they probably had a nest somewhere near that pond, and what they wanted to do was to call for us to follow, to take us away from their family, from their fledglings. So I'm going to – actually, they were hatchlings because they weren't ready to fledge at that point in time. But anyway, so you see, I mean, I love to fish. I love to catch fish. But I also love being in the outdoors, and it doesn't matter what it's going to do to get me in the outdoors. If fishing was all about catching, there would be a far less number of fishermen. So conversely, when you get our youth into fishing, it's all about catching. So I'll give you that story and then we'll go on from there. My niece Gabby, and she's been with me since she's been a little gal, just turned 7 now, but we've been fishing for a few years. And I take her over to a pond, over to a corner where it's loaded with bluegills. So she will catch 15, 20 bluegills, and she is as happy as could be because she is the queen of fishing on that day, catching more fish than anyone else because, you know, everyone else is trying with spinners and this and that, and she's out there just catching them. Well, I'm going to be in trouble one day when she realizes that there's bigger fish out there than bluegills. Well, on our last trip, you know, typically I'll use earthworms because, again, I'm just trying to get the bluegills right, you know, close to shore, let her reel them in, a couple photos. You could always see all my photos on all my Tumblr, Twitter, Flickr, all those accounts, Facebook accounts and all that. But you can always, and most people go to Twitter. It's Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E Outdoors. And you can look at some of my photos there. You can tweet me a question or a comment, and many people do. Well, on our last trip, Gabby, we used mealworms, caught a few, a little bit less than we typically do. But then again, seven-year-old, she began to make mud pies, and mud pies were all about the adventure. So, hey, we caught some, but we also, I had to make-believe eat many mud pies on that day. But, hey, I'm sure that any of you would eat a little bit of mud for your niece any day of the year. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, my good friend, Coach Gorski, one of the best, instead of fishermen, I'll call it one of the best catchermen I know, play on words. And his saying is, if it wiggles, it counts. You know, many people, they want to go out there and catch a huge fish. As Coach states, yeah, I want to catch the large ones, but a few small ones make my day. And I've been fishing with him many times. You know, we fished on, you know, the reservoir together, Cape Cod striper fishing, of which he is an expert. He's up there with my buddy Steve Keen, who's one of the guides that are up there. And I am telling you, when the stripers are running, And we always say running. I don't get that part because they're really swimming. But as they're running, coach is out there catching. When I am able to get up there, kayak, and catch. Many times I don't catch the major run, but I'm there with the schoolies. And schoolies are smaller guys. And if I'm catching a 20-inch, it's funny. When you catch a 20-inch striper, it is almost like he's never eaten his entire life. When they hit, it is monstrous. But it's about catching large, small, doesn't matter. And I fish with Coach Gursky on the Paulinskill River. And, you know, local fishing, you know, we're trout fishing, and trout aren't really hitting that day. And Coach is catching a couple of different bluegills and things and perch in between. And he's just as happy as could be. Now, when I've done a lot of research out west. When I'm done with my research, I've found my way over to Yellowstone National Park. And I would always call Yellowstone my summer playland. I've spent many summers in Yellowstone, and I'll be fly fishing after my research. And I would meet up with a lot of family and friends. They'd fly out there and we'd fish together. And I am like, I guess the national park should actually hire me, because I am always giving tours of Yellowstone, a couple other national parks, but really Yellowstone know it pretty well. From the environmental side, I know the geothermal side of things. Obviously, I know the natural side, you know, the animals, lions and tigers and bears are mine, and they're all there. And, you know, one year, my good friend Dan and his son Nick Persiello, they flew out. They were there. They were actually met up with one of their cousins, Dr. Dom Olivo, and they were going to be going doing some fly fishing out in Yellowstone. I said, yeah, I'll meet up with you guys. And I'm going to tell you that it was one of the greater days, because Dr. Dom lives out there in Livingston, Montana, and Dr. Dom shows up with three different flies. And everyone's got these boxes of flies and say, oh, you got to use this one. Dom goes, these are the only three that you need. And he gave me one of his own hand-tied flies. And no joke, I only used one fly, and I was catching fish all day long. And you know what's funny? Everyone wants to catch a cutthroat trout out there. Hey, and so do I. But we're on to mountain whitefish. And mountain whitefish fight 10 times harder. And people are like, no, I want the cutthroat. Wait, fishing, catching. Oh, and this day, I'd rather catch less, even though this day happened to be the more, I'd rather catch less, but catch something that's going to fight and tug on my line. Again, we're a catch and release guy, so this whole show and all the people I'm talking about, we release every fish back into nature because, hey, we're going to let them grow up and spawn and have babies and become bigger guys, and that's what we do. But that was one of those days. Now, with fly fishing, here's a bit of nature. You're learning how to read the water. Now, my challenge is, now think about this, 10% of the water holds 90% of the fish. So, you know, it's the fly fishing side, but it's the scientist side of your mind, and you're going, all right, so where are the fish? And you get to learn how to read the water. So even if you're not a fisherman and you hang out with specifically with a fly fisherman, he will teach you how to read the water, and you'll know where there are fish. Now, when I go visit my parents happen to live at the shore. So I bring surf rod early mornings, and you know, I'm fishing, but it's definitely fishing, not catching, because you know what? If the fish aren't running, number one, you're not going to be onto them. And number two, I'm out there and this is not my expertise. And I don't, you know, because typically I would show up at a fly shop somewhere, you know, out west and say, okay, what flies, you know, matching ads and all this. And I'm going to get out there with a couple of different plugs and spoons and things because I'm the early morning guy. Like, see, here's the deal. A lot of my family lives there, and I'm out at 4:30 because, by the way, I'm in the studio right now. Light is already just broken. It's about 5 a.m. right now. And I am out there, and I'm just going to fish. And some days I kayak and bike and paddleboard and do all these things. And now it's 10 a.m. I come back, and people are just waking up and getting up and ready to move and going, what do you want to do for the day? Well, I already spent 4 hours outside. I'm going to take a break. They're going, what do you mean take a break? So I am actually fishing out there, not necessarily catching. Hey, one of my great friends, and you watch him on Joey B TV, the organic gardening, is Inspector Dave. And he is a brilliant organic gardener. But, you know, being great friends, we fly fish streams. And, you know, sometimes we're on streams that are heavily fished, so there's very few fish. And, you know, it's not about catching on those days. It's not about fishing on those days. It's about being out time, spending time with a good friend. And spending time with a good friend is great time. Now, give you another cool example. Go out on a private lake, Lake Lenape. My buddy Steve and I were out in kayaks, and this is just two or three days ago. And while we're there, you know, typically we're into 5-pound bass, 6-pound bass, bang, 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 all day long. It's 2 and 3 pounds and a 5 or 6, and 5 or 6, 2 or 3 pounds, blah, 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 all day. Well, we go out the other day, and it had been really warm here. So, you know, we're talking about temperatures in the upper 90s for days on end. So the water temp heated up. You know, typically you're close, catching them closer to shore. So the other day we did more fishing, less catching, and the catching we did happened to be smaller, like 1 pound, and every time now and then it was a 2-pounder. So some people are going, ah, it wasn't a great day. Well, guess what? It was a great day because I was out with my buddy Steve. It's a great day because I'm out in the water, got to see an osprey up above calling all day long, so probably calling their fledglings because it's about the time they're about to fledge. Yeah, got to see that. So you see, it's being out there is what it's all about. Now, I am fly fishing in New Mexico. My buddy Fred and I are out there. We're with the guide Cisco of Los Rios River Runners. He also has the whitewater rafting guide service out there. And if you're ever out in New Mexico near Taos, I would definitely look him up. Imagine, we are fishing 10,000 feet up in the Rockies on a great glaciated lake. Talk about the beauty, the serenity. You know, we fished the streams running off the lake as we worked ourselves back down to Taos. I did catch a fish, but I would have just been as happy with the adventure. And I'm going to tell you that it is being out there. Hey, I'm going to tell you, do I want to catch fish? Yes. Yeah. But do I want to fish, be with your friends, be with a guide who's going to teach you? And by the way, fishing guides know so much. They're almost like naturalists of the area. They teach you so much about that area as well. You know, my dad will say to me, so how did you do? And I'd say, well, I didn't catch anything. And he'd say, I guess you had a bad day. My reply is, I had the greatest day in the world. Life is how you perceive it. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.